And when I was preparing this retreat, I was tempted to leave Genesis chapter 10 out because it's so unusual. But I decided if I'm going to do Genesis, I better do it all. So don't expect an ecstasy from this particular time. It's the priestly list of the nations. What it does leave us with, I hope, is an overall impression that the group that came back from Babylon, they'd learned so much there. Because Judah is a totally backward, really. It's a hill country, got no connections much with anything. Even the northern kingdom, Israel, was far more significant in history than Judah. So they came from this, I'll call it a backwater, I think that's fair enough. And they were taken into exile, but they're intelligent people, as we all are, and they're doing their homework well, and they were fascinated, as probably everyone is, by where people came from and who was related to who and so on. So what you're going to get is the best understanding of Ancestry.com that they had in the year 500 BC. And I'll be giving you a lot of details which presumably you'll immediately forget, as I will too, except I've got them written down. But just to show you that this is not just a random little thing happening. There's good scientific energy gone in to try to discover it. So let's read it. These, says the priestly group, are the descendants, they love having that, genealogies, and of Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, children born to them after the flood. They start with Japheth. The descendants of Japheth, and it won't surprise you that there are seven, so we're dealing with a sacred number, are Gomer, Magog, and Madai. They're the first three. The next four will be over the page. But before I go over the page, let's look at some of this. Too small for you to read. Just, I'll try and read it. Japheth is the name given to the son, one of the sons of Noah. But can you read that a bit?
Yeah.
You can compare it to Japhetos. Clearly the same word. And in Greek legend, mythology, Japhetos is one of the Titans. He was born of Uranus, that's the heaven, and Gaia, the earth. In there, Prometheus and Atlas, whom you've all heard about, are among the sons of Japhetos. So they're linking in with... And in the book of the Iliad by Homer, Japhetos is mentioned, and in the Hesiod of the Theogony of Hesiod. The dates of Homer are very... So it's about 800 BC, and 300 years before our text, and Hesiod is about 700 in Greek. Now, when he gives the names of the sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, and Madai. Gomer we know from Ezekiel, so he's a priest prophet in the exile in Babylon. So he's writing too. So he's aware of the talk that's going on, and he's got it there. They're the Cimmerians. They're an Indo-European people who settled Cappadocia in what's now Turkey, from the north coast of the Black Sea between the Don and the Danube. Homer also mentions them. Magog, you find that mentioned in Ezekiel too, writing in exile. It's also mentioned in the Apocalypse, which draws on Ezekiel. Probably Magog, M-A on the front of Hebrew words, means the place of. So Magog is the place of Gog. And Gog, who's known elsewhere as Gyges or Gugu, depending on which literature you're reading, That's Lydia in western Anatolia, western present Turkey. Its capital is Sardis, of which Gog was the first king in the stories of the time, and he was also the ancestor of the famous Chryses. Everything he turned, touched, turned to gold in the mythology. So Magog is not unknown in other places, and Madai, that's the Medes, almost the same word as you can see. Isaiah talks about them, so does Jeremiah, so does the second book of Kings. They are also an Indo-European people. They're not Semites, so they're correct to have them in here with Japheth. They're an Indo-European people from northeastern Assyria, closely associated in history with the Persians, who are also Indo-European and not Semitic. So they're the first three sons of Japheth. If you're not enjoying this, you could leave now. But if you stay, I'll take you through the whole of chapter 10. And at least you'll end up with a bit of an admiration of the priestly group and their keenness to get in touch with the way things are. I'll come back to that. There are three others to make up the seven: Yavan, Tubal and Meshech, and Tiras. So they're the next three sons of Japheth. Then he talks about the sons of Gomer, who's, in other words, the grandsons. Sons meaning this is where they come from. And he mentions Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Tigarna. Now, here's a little map to help you. No, it's not. The map is on the next slide. Yavan. They're the Ionians of western Anatolia. This is the coast, the western coast of present Turkey. Isaiah talks about them. After Alexander the Great, which is 320 BC period, Yavan becomes, in the literature of the Bible, a general name for the Greeks. So the western, that's as far as they could go. Then there's Tubal and Meshech, that's Cilicia, and Phrygia, where Paul was born in Tarsus in Cilicia, so it's the southern part of Turkey today. When you see the map, it'll all make a bit more sense. And Tiras are the Tyrrhenians from the islands of the Aegean, perhaps related to the Etruscans and the Thracians, but even there we're still a bit uncertain of that. The sons of Gomer, that is, the first of the sons of Japheth, are Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. Ashkenaz are, Jeremiah mentions them, in the period just before the fall of Jerusalem, the Scythians, who replaced the Cimmerians as rulers of the North Black Sea. Riphath are the Paphlagonians, according to Josephus. They are from between the Black Sea and Bithynia. And Togarma, mentioned in Ezekiel as well, is the same area, probably referring to a city. Now here's a map, and you'll see how they're all connected geographically. The parts that I've surrounded with red are the seven sons, tribal groups that come from Japheth. We mentioned Gomer, Madai, Magog, Javan, Tiras, Meshech and Tubal. You can see them all there. So they're all that part of the world, north of Jerusalem, basically, and heading to Europe. Now he talks about the descendants of Javan. Javan is just, well, we'll call it Greece for the moment, the eastern coast of Anatolia. And the descendants of Javan, I'll show you a map in a minute, is Elisha, Tarshish, the ships of Tarshish, you might remember from your Psalms, Kittim and the Rodarim. And from these the sea peoples spread, say the priests. They are the descendants of Japheth in their lands, each with its own language, by their families, in their nations. And again, elsewhere we can find in literature unrelated to the Bible these names mentioned. Elisha is one name mentioned in Ezekiel as well for Cyprus. Cyprus must have been divided fairly early, not between the Greeks and the Turks, as it, but there must have been tribal groups there, because it's also called, as you'll see a bit lower, it's called Kittim, two ancient words for the one not very large island. Tarshish might refer in the Bible, I think probably not, to Tartessos, which was the very eastern part of the Mediterranean in Spain. More likely, it refers to the Aegean and some of those islands, unnamed islands in that area. And the Rodanim, as you can probably tell by looking at the word, is the island of Rhodes. And there's a map of those various. There's the map I just showed you. And if you look Gomer, there's Ashkenaz there, there's Riphath and Togsa, the area around the south and west of the Dead Sea. Javan are these various islands here, Rodarim, Rhodes, Cyprus, and Tarshish, these amalgam of islands here. So they're trying to relate all this part of the world to the Japheth. Now, the descendants of Ham. Ham is the one that was cursed because of the disrespect he had to his father. And of course, that's an ideological thing. So let's look at the descendants of Ham. And we're going to see there's a difference of opinion here. According to the priests, the descendants of Ham were Cush, Sudan we'd call it, Misraim, which is the normal word for Egypt in Hebrew, and Put, which is Libya. So we're into the north of Egypt, that area. And Canaan, and that's why they can be made slaves. That's why God got rid of them all and gave that land to his chosen people, according to the twisted history of Judah. The descendants of Cush are, I'll show you on a map in a minute, Seba, Havila, Sabta, Ragma, and Sabteka. And the descendants of Ragma are Sheba, which is not the same as Seba, Sheba and Dedan. None of those are terribly familiar to us, but I'll give you a bit of background first, and then I'll show you a map, and you'll see why they're located where they are. These are the peoples to the south of Israel and Canaan, mentioned in Isaiah and Jeremiah, Nubia, Ethiopia, Sudan. It's at the edge of their knowledge. They've never been down there. Libya and Canaan I mentioned. Seba and Sheba are mentioned in the Psalms, in Isaiah, etc., Ezekiel. Saba also. If you look at the map, we've got Canaan, which is mentioned there, Mitzrayim, or Egypt, Libya, Cush, this is the Persian Gulf here. Notice Sheba is probably on the east coast of the Red Sea, and Seba is probably on the west coast. That's Ituria, and this is Yemen in modern terms. And these are different places that were well known there for trade, because they used to get a lot of their gold and stuff from this part of the world. So all that southern part they saw as coming from Ham, that son, the youngest son of Noah. Now we have something coming into the text from the Yahwist. And he actually places, they're not arguing with each other, but he puts the sons of Ham up in the Mesopotamian area. I'll read it, and then Cush begot Nimrod. He was the first man of might on earth. He was a mighty hunter before Yahweh. And so it is said, one of the sayings of the day, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before Yahweh. The beginning of his kingdom was Babel. I'm going to do the Tower of Babel tomorrow, Babylon, clearly. Erech, Akkad, Calne. From this he went up to Ashur, Assyrians, the religious capital of the Assyrian Empire, which conquered the north of Israel. Nineveh, Rehoboth-ir, here means city, Kala, and Resen, between Kala and Nineveh, the great city. So there's the list. Some of these were also mentioned. It'll be enough to just mention it to you in the Bible in other places. You can find this all on my website if you want to make a study of it. But here's the map which puts them there. Down here was where they were with the priestly group. Here they all are here in Mesopotamia. Nineveh, Kala, Ashur, Akkad, Babel, Erech, Ugarit, that area there. Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, begot the Ludim, the Anamim, the Luhabim, different tribes that obviously were existing at the time this is written. Paphruzim, Kazluhim, Kaphorim, and from whom come the Philistines, as they understood it. Some of them are mentioned in Jeremiah, in Isaiah, in the Psalms, in Amos, etc. Crete, all that. And there's the map. Not yet. Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn. Heth, the Jebusites, which was that group that held this Jerusalem. And Jerusalem was only conquered by David. Before that, it was an independent city, walled city in Canaan. It was the last to be conquered. And when David conquered it, it became his own personal place. And then from there, he ruled the north and the south for a very brief period, as did his son Solomon in their history. The Girgazites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. And I presume when you came on this retreat, one of the key questions you had in mind is, where did the Hamathites come from? Well, now you know. There's a list of all the references to this found in other places of the Bible. So these tribes were known. Our authors are just trying to put them into some order. Afterwards, the Canaanites spread abroad so that the territory of the Canaanites extended from Sidon towards Gerar as far as Gaza and towards Sodom and Gomorrah and Adma and Zeboim as far as Lasha. They're the towns that in history, long memory, seismic activity in the in what we call the Jordan River, going right down to Lake Victoria in Africa. It's the deepest rift in the church in the world's crust, is that area. So it must have been ripped apart by enormous stuff back before not before, before memory or whatever you say, before history. And because that's where the stories all grow up of God punishing and fire and brimstone and all that. Well, fire and brimstone was there, but it wasn't God doing it. It was something to do with the development of the earth in that part of the world. And now the Jew, the priests add to that bit, and that's all in blue, that's all from the Yahwists. They end up, these are the descendants of Ham by their families, their languages, their lands, and their nations. 2 Shem, now we move to Shem. The Semites, of whom the Jews are part. Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, and some suggest that the word Hebrew comes from that word Eber. It's one theory. Shem is the elder brother of Japheth, and to him children were born, and here are all the ones related to the writers of this document. Elam, Ashur. Now Ashur has already been mentioned by the Yahwists as belonging to Ham. So here you've got another theory, but they keep them both. Ashur, Arpanashad, Lud, Aram, that's Syria, Aramites. Aramean is the language of Aram, just north of Israel. The descendants of Aram are Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. These are no doubt tribes, some of them we don't know anything about except here. Again, some of these are mentioned in other parts of the Bible. And there's the map. This area around here. Semites, the Middle East, let's call it. Arpanashad begot Shelah, and Shelah begot Eber. And so Eber, two sons were born. The name of one was Peleg, and by sons he means descendants, tribal descendants, because in his days, the earth was divided. That's the Hebrew word for divide, Peleg. And the name of his brother was Yoktan. The verses that are following refer to tribes mostly from South Arabia, east of Yemen, in our terms. And there's a list of the names: Almodad, Shelef, Hadzar Maveth, Yera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimad, Sheba, which has already been elsewhere in the Yahweh's document. Ophir, gold of Ophir, you meet in the Bible, in the Psalms. Havilah, you also meet in the Psalms. Yoba, and all these are the sons of Yoktan. So I think you can see what they're trying to do. They're trying to just work out where all these different peoples of the world come from. And their territory extends from Mesha towards Sepa, as far as the mountains in the east. These are the descendants of Shem, by their families, their languages, their lands, and their nations. These, the priestly group, are always using memory aids by keeping on repeating similar phrases. And chapter 10 concludes from the priestly document, "These are the families of the sons of Noah." Well, Noah never existed, so we've got problems here. we're going back beyond memory and beyond history, and we've got story leading right up till now, but our authors are trying to link it with what they know about the tribes that are nearby, and they've no doubt picked a lot of that information up from Babylon. So these are the families of the sons of Noah according to their genealogies in their nations, and from these the nations spread abroad on the earth after the flood. But something else is going to happen, and it'll happen for us tomorrow morning, the Tower of Babel. I'm going to conclude this session. You've all so lovely to have stayed. And with a piece of music that dear Dominic put together, and it's so good, I want you to hear it. And I'm sure he doesn't mind. So let's play it. There is a place. I don't know what the connection is with the talk, except it's all about place. Well, here's something deeper about there's a place. A place for you, and where do you come from, and where your ancestors come from, and so on.